This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, to understand the elite media reaction to what Elon Musk is doing at Twitter, you need to go back 6 years. Fortunately, Michael Brendan Doherty provides an important historical context. Brexit and the election of Donald Trump were two political shocks that hit the liberal media establishment in 2016, and so the message went out to leaders in social media to prevent any other shocking events from surfacing. Twitter, Facebook, and other social media began to censor content. So-called disinformation experts arrived to make sure that the public discourse went in the required direction. Anyone straying from that predetermined direction would be peddling in disinformation and may have even posed a threat to democracy. Elon Musk has begun the disconnection of Twitter from the liberal establishment. He began downsizing the organization, which removed those given the responsibility to use safety and disinformation to censor discourse that might head in the wrong direction. He also threatened to make transparent the past political efforts used at Twitter. And that explains the huge overreaction from the press and pundits. Michael Brendan Doherty documents a few of the unhinged reactions, including one writer, he said, who went on a full anti-Musk jihad. They also called for advertisers to abandon Twitter and done all they can to will the destruction of the social media platform. I admit that there may be some reason to question the management style of Elon Musk, but as more anti-Musk articles and editorials pile up in the next few weeks, it's worth remembering that they are angry because he is trying to construct a platform for free speech they work so hard to prevent. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.